transgender MMA fighter who fractured a woman's skull, named bravest athlete in history. By Penny Star on January 22, 2020. MMA fighter Fallon Fox twice broke an opponent's skull to win matches and now he is being praised by some in the LGBT community. Outsports, a sports news website that focuses on LGBT issues in sports, named Fox the bravest athlete in history in a recent article written by Sid Ziegler. Fox, who is a biological male fighting physically weaker females and inflicting life-altering harm, apparently qualifies as brave because, according to Ziegler, she was the target of a torrent of hatred I have literally never seen targeting an LGBTQ athlete. As intense as the hatred Fox may have been subjected to, it's highly unlikely that the social media comments directed his way ever fractured his skull. The title of bravest athlete would have been much more appropriately bestowed on the biological females who dared to enter the cage with a fighter they had no hope of matching in terms of power and athletic ability. The post-millennial posted a commentary on Fox and the women he was in the ring with. Fox, a male-to-female transgender athlete, destroyed Erica Newsom in a Coral Gables, Florida, MMA fight during which she secured a grip on Newsom's head. With her hands gripping the back of Newsom's skull, she delivered a massive knee, bringing her leg up while pulling her opponent's head down. The blow landed on Newsom's chin and dropped her, unconscious, face first on the mat. That was Newsom's last pro fight. But to Outsports, a male-bodied person beating a female-bodied person unconscious constitutes bravery. Not only has Fox beat up women in the ring, won every match but one, but has weathered online attacks from the likes of Joe Rogan. I think we can all agree that getting back online after Joe Rogan has knocked you down is far braver than facing another male-bodied of your own muscle mass and size in a fight. Fox also beat Tamika Brents, giving her a concussion and breaking 7 orbital bones. But that's super brave, too, taking an unfair, male-bodied advantage and using it to give female-bodied opponents brain injuries. Vice also defended Fox in its account of his career. Fallon was born with a peen. No one's perfect. I throw away too much salad. She was raised as a dude, as I am told is traditional in Ohio for babies born with outwardly expressive genitalia. But that peen never did sit right with her and, since 2008, she has been a woman in mind, body, and soul. Brents was not told that Fox was trans before she was in the ring with him, the post-millennial reported. I've fought a lot of women and have never felt the strength that I felt in a fight as I did that night, Brent said, recounting her experience fighting Fox. I can't answer whether it's because she was born a man or not because I'm not a doctor. I can only say, I've never felt so overpowered ever in my life and I'm an abnormally strong female in my own right. I still disagree with Fox fighting. Any other job or career I say have a go at it. But when it comes to a combat sport I think it just isn't fair. The post-millennial report notes that the International Olympic Committee said that it would take treatment for 1 year prior to competition to level the playing field between transgender men competing against females and females would need years of hormones to gain some male advantages. There are no cohesive federal laws in the U.S. to determine what makes a male eligible to compete against women. And while males have won women's championships, female-bodied athletes have not risen to the upper levels of male competition, the website reported. Fox told Outsports, "My teammates had no idea I was trans. They recognized my endurance, my strength, my ability to cut weight in the same category as cisgender women. There was no idea in their minds that I didn't belong. They weren't thinking, 'Oh my God, she's going to kill somebody.'" Follow Penny Star on Twitter.